Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray, read some things from His Word, lift up His name and worship Him, just devote this time to His praise.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Oh yes,
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And greeting you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Today from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Here's some sound advice. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, there's a whole list of things that you need to have on your mind. I hear people talk about, well, I've got so much on my mind. Well, Paul reminded those Philippians, if they're going to be thinking about something, here's some things you need to be thinking about. Things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, a good report, virtuous, praise. If there be any of these things, think on these things. Well, let's get our mind on Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 for a while. Thank you for being with us. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you and then take down our notepad and some contact information in just a little while. All right, here's one that'll liven you up and make you excited. You can worship the Lord and praise Him. Page 272 in the Redback Church Hymnal. Hallelujah. We shall rise.
In that resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise. Then the saints will come rejoicing, and no tears will there be found.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah, in that morning we shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah,
we shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
In that resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
In that resurrection morning, what a meeting it will be. We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
When our fathers and our mothers and our loved ones we shall see,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah. In that morning we shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, when death's hearts, prison bars are broken.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise. We shall rise.
In that resurrection morning,
blessed thought it is to me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah. We shall rise.
We shall rise.
I shall see my blessed Savior who so freely died for me.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We
in that morning,
rise.
We shall rise.
Oh, we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Resurrection morning, when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah, we shall rise.
Well,
in that resurrection morning, we shall meet him in the air.
We shall rise.
Shall rise and be carried up to glory to our home so bright and fair.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
In that resurrection morning.
When death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We
in
shall
that
rise.
Morning, we shall rise.
Hallelujah. Oh, I was telling Sister Linda before we came on the air, I love that song. I love to lead that with a choir, with a great choir and congregation singing lots of good music, people raising their hands and worshiping the Lord, thinking about the resurrection. You know, it says, we shall rise. Then the next phrase, we shall rise, is higher. The next phrase, we shall rise, is higher. If you sing that, you can feel yourself being lifted up. Sister Linda, let's sing that chorus a couple of more times. I want you to sing in. I want you to feel lifted up. Step yourself up. We shall rise. We shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah. Let's be on a higher plane when we get through than we were in the beginning. Oh, we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
In that resurrection morning,
when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We
in
shall
that
rise.
Shall
come on
rise.
Now. We shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise.
Amen.
We shall
rise.
In that resurrection morning,
when death's prison bars are broken,
we shall rise.
Hallelujah.
We shall rise. Well, I hope you feel lifted up and feel a little higher than you were in the beginning. We shall rise. That might be something good for you to just repeat each day. If you feel a little down, we shall rise. We shall rise. We shall rise. Hallelujah. Well, one great thing about the Lord, David said that he was brought up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. The Lord lifted him up. Our precious promise today from 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's pray. Lord, we're here to do that very thing that the writer is speaking of here. The commandment is to give thanks unto the Lord. Lord, we're supposed to thank you because you're good. We're supposed to thank you because your mercy endureth forever. Lord, the list of great things that we can thank you for continues without end. Lord, it just continually flows through our mind great things that you have done for us. And we praise you today for being a wonderful God and a wonderful Savior. Have your way in our lives today. Bless us, Lord, as we look forward to rising. Bless us as we look forward to worshiping with you. Heal the sick today, Lord. Save the lost. Hear every prayer. Meet every need today, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Worship with us now.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end. Here's one we haven't sung for a long time, When He Returns the Second Time.
As the crowd stood there that day, they watched my Jesus go. Two men appeared to them in robes of white. They said, "Now, friends, don't be dismayed, for he's coming back someday. So be ready when he returns the second time. When he returns the second time, he won't have Calvary's hill to climb. There'll be no crown of thorns upon his head. He won't be judged in Pilate's hall. He won't be mocked and scorned by all. But he'll be king when he returns the second time." Saw him on the aisle, we'll behold him after a while. When we move to that new city in the sky, and with his arms stretched open wide, he'll say, "My children, step inside. If you're ready when he returns the second time."
We'll get that chorus again in just a moment. But I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
When he returns the second time, he won't have Calvary's hill to climb. There'll be no crown of thorns upon his head. judged in Pilate's hall. He won't be mocked and scorned by all, but he'll be king when he returns the second time.